are you?
My name is Rupert Winslow III. I just bought this building. What are you doing on my property?
You are the bank.
I am the bank.
You are Gene Simmons.
Yeah. And to all the other bands out there who are delusional, who think that they're people's bands, they're lying. They charge for tickets just like I do.
You're Dr. Love, too, though.
Only with your sister and your mommy, too, of course.
Now, Gene, I was curious. Did you invent this?
No, I didn't. This actually goes back to almost prehistoric times. Well, not prehistoric times. Certainly pre-Roman times. This used to be a sign of, the horned beast, which is rampant in Semites and also in the Crete mythology of the Minotaur. So it was supposed to be a sign of evil that the Greeks and then the Romans used. And in point of fact, to this day, for an Italian to do like that to you is very bad. It's giving you the sign of the evil thing. I started playing bass guitar, and then I'd hold up the pick, and I'd be holding the pick in my hand like this, but I also wanted to wave at everybody, but I was busy holding the bass, so I started doing that. And in photos, I started doing this because I didn't have the pick, because they were so used to doing it that, and people used to do it back. And then I started noticing other bands doing that. The answer is, yes, this is goddamn mine.
Gene Simmons, I was also curious.
You guys have to be quiet now.
Do you still have a warehouse filled with Fresca?
It's not an entire warehouse, but yes, Fresca is still my favorite drink. Do they still make it?
Yeah, I think they do. Now, what's the story on it? You bought a whole warehouse of Fresca?
No, not a warehouse, but certainly cases and cases full. It sort of amortizes. You know, the cost goes down the more you buy. If you just buy one, you pay full price. But if you buy a lot of them, you pay pennies.
Now, speaking of buying stuff, Gene Simmons, is it true that Kiss invested in a coal mine in the 70s? A coal mine, Gene Simmons?
Yes.
That's wild, a coal mine. What is going on there?
Well, during the 70s, the government allowed investment in coal as a way to offset the fossil fuel that was coming out of the Middle East. So they were letting you deduct the taxes. So we put a lot of money into that and got tax deductions. The government didn't care whether or not you actually found coal or not. It was just a way to diffuse some of the money that was going to fossil fuel.
Would you recommend that to any upcoming bands to invest in coal mines anymore there, Gene Simmons?
Actually, no. I would say that the smartest thing any young band could do is not to get married. That'll save you 50% of your gross pre-tax dollars.
Now, speaking of marriage and stuff, Ace Frehley, is it true, churches and stuff, is it true that Ace Frehley wanted to turn Kiss into a church at one time, Gene Simmons?
No.
What was the idea? Some sort of a tax write-off if it became a church?
It's not a bad idea. Christianity does have a sound to it, but no, it's not true.
Because it's in that book, Kiss and Tell.
I'm not familiar with that book. I know Kiss and Makeup, which is available at your local bookstore.
We'll show both of them, Gene. There's your book, number one New York Times bestseller, but then there's the other book there.
Oh, I know. This is by a guy that used to work for us as our accountant, whose name was Chris Lynch.
And he says one of Ace's ideas in there was to turn Kiss into a church because it would help save money.
Really?
Becoming like a non-profit organization. I think it might be page right here. There's the coal mine thing, but I think it might be...
You want me to hold something?
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great. Let's see. Sorry, I just wanted to prove to you that it really was in the...
While we're looking, I was going to compliment you on your outfit.
Oh, thank you very much. Right there, it says, Gene Simmons, the most bizarre idea for saving money came from Ace. Ace heard about a way to eliminate paying taxes by converting a business to a church.
Fascinating. I never knew that. Universal Life Church.
I just thought that was amazing, kind of like, you're having coal mines and you're having churches and stuff like that.
Well, the coal mine was real, the church thing wasn't. But he may know something I don't. I hadn't heard of that one yet.
And Gene, I wanted to ask you a little bit more about Ace and Peter. You've done a few performances without Ace and Peter. I think three performances.
That's not true. We've probably done 1,000 without them. During the 80s, we went...
When they were lost. But I meant you actually have guys dressing up as Peter and guys dressing up as Ace right now.
Sure.
With their makeup on.
Yeah,
now, I understand getting, Peter Criss because, he was missing in action and you got to, continue on the tour. But Ace, why did you have Tommy Thayer wearing Ace's makeup? Couldn't you have, put him in some other makeup?
No, Ace didn't want to come. We said, we've got to do this Jamaican gig and a few other things, Dick Clark. And I personally called him and said, I don't want to go.
But could if you thought up some other character to throw in there?
No.
Because it's kind of like a guy being as Ace, some of you were saying, a fake Peter or a fake Ace. How can that be Kiss, I totally understand the show's got to go on, but couldn't you come up with some neat character idea? You're full of great ideas. Couldn't you reintroduce the Fox on somebody else?
No, because that's just as bad of an idea as anything else, because at the end of the day, anybody can sit on the sidelines and say, these are the rules of what this is. I think the rules are that the same rules that apply to a football game or a baseball game, that if you wear a uniform and somebody doesn't do it right, or if somebody's playing the Phantom in the Phantom of the Opera, and he gets sick, somebody else takes the place. The problem, you see, that if I put the makeup on Tommy or anybody else, and it's a brand new makeup, anybody can just as easily say that I don't like that. Whereas the spaceman sort of persona is a known commodity. If I have to choose the lesser of two evils, I'll go with that.
Gene Simmons, in your book, you mention your first groupie conquest being in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada?
True. I never learned her name, though, but that's true.
I was interested about that, like Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Some props for Canada, Gene Simmons.
Yeah, what is this Canadian obsession with trying to tug on people's shirt sleeves and say, Canada, Canada, what is that? Like, you know, if you go to somebody from New York and say, so, you're in New York now. Nobody's going to say, so what do you think of our city? Who cares what anybody thinks? You should be proud of this country. You've got a lot of land, great-looking girls. There's everything to be proud of. Stop whining to foreigners. So what do you think, Sudbury? What do you think? Cut it out. It's embarrassing.
Dildo, Newfoundland. Is that where Shannon Tweed is from?
No.
Do you know there's a place called Dildo, Newfoundland?
There's a place called Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
But I was curious there, Gene Simmons. Dildo, Newfoundland. Is that where Shannon Tweed is from? Because it says born in St. John's, and Dildo is right near St. John's. Is she really from Dildo? Have you heard about that at all?
No, I haven't.
Like in 18 years together with her, she's never told you about the secret dildo past? Shannon Tweed's secret dildo past?
No, not about that one. We've spoken of other dildos, but not of that one.
Gene Simmons, Kurt Cobain. Did you ever meet him at all?
Kurt and I spoke before he died, but we never met. But he did cover... Nirvana did cover Do You Love Me on a Kiss tribute record, but that's as much as I know.
I heard that you didn't actually speak to him, that it was Steve Albini pretending to be him. Do you have any verification that it really was, Kurt?
No, but it doesn't matter.
Because I heard that like him and Steve were teasing you about doing a duet with you or something like that.
Yes, I was calling around to every group in the world putting together a Kiss tribute album called Kiss My Ass. And called Madonna's manager and everybody's manager. And at the end of the day, we got I got Garth Brooks, Lenny Kravitz and Stevie Wonder on one track, members of Rage Against the Machine, lots of other bands covering stuff on the record, and I absolutely called Nirvana as one of the bands. But if it was Albini or some other guy, so what?
Canada. We love you in Canada, Gene Simmons. We love you. If you take a look at this book right here, yeah, it is called Spotlight Heroes, and it lists some of the greatest gigs that have happened ever in Canada here. And there is a picture...
Aren't you embarrassed?
There is a picture right here of you, Gene Simmons, beside...
Mr. Canada.
Beside, no, metal legend Thor. Do you know Canadian heavy metal legend Thor at all?
Sure.
And actually, this is another picture of Thor and you, and Thor's ex-wife, Cherry Bomb. Do you remember Cherry Bomb at all, Gene Simmons?
Yes, she had a song called Cherry Bomb.
No, that might have been a Runaways. That was somebody else you may have plowed into there. But I'm just curious, did you have any liaisons with Thor's ex-wife there, Cherry Bomb?
I don't know. If you say I did, I did.
I mean, we'll get you a better look at her. We'll get you a better look at her. Like, right here, this is Thor's ex-wife, Cherry Bomb. She's from New York. You remember Thor? You went to a few of his gigs, didn't you?
Yeah. In other words, did I have a sexual liaison with her? I don't think so. But I would have liked. She looks very healthy.
Well, let's reintroduce you to Thor, Gene Simmons.
Gene.
Right over here.
Fantastic
Thor,
to see you.
The metal god.
My God. Fantastic to see you again.
Did I ever do
it? Yeah, she was number 2001.
Gene, just ask you a question.
Yeah. Yeah, really?
Now, what's
it
going
was
on?
Tremendous
in,
honor.
What was going on in that photo there, Thor?
Which year was this?
This was 1985.
I don't mean when you and I met. When I did...
I believe it was 85.
Really?
Yeah, and she's proud. I'm proud.
In Canada?
Yeah. To share the hammer.
In Canada?
That was New York.
Now, Thor, what's going on in this photo? Because this is a legendary photo, isn't it, Thor?
Yes, I just want to say you've been a tremendous inspiration, and I thank you very much for all the inspiration for me all these years. That's, and this is the first time I met you, back in Maple Leaf Gardens when I led the Kiss Army on stage.
Yes, you
remember
did.
That.
Oh, yeah. But I just can't remember.
You remember Cherry, though, right?
You gave
she
a couple of phone calls to Thor at his house looking for Cherry. You flew her to L.A.
Yeah, you came to the show.
It's his ex-wife, though. And actually, Thor is so inspired by your
book.
I don't know if you remember, Gene.
And I'm inspired by the book.
Do you remember what Thor can do here, Gene?
Remember the steel bar?
No.
The steel bar.
Okay, you breathe fire, but you inspired me to bend the steel and to protect my teeth. I shall put a Kiss t-shirt around it. And the book has psyched me up. It's got me pumped up.
Right.
Check this. Is this a real steel? Is this real steel, Gene?
Oh, yeah. It really is.
Let's rock on!
Wow, it really is.
here with Gene Simmons.
And I got to tell you, it really is. Listen to this. Listen.
It's
that really is the real stuff.
Oh,
well, Gene, thanks so much for your time. It's so awesome you're able to visit us here in Canada and help Thor relive the past. He's really inspired by your brand new book. I was curious, you speak like 5 different languages.
No, I dabble.
Do you know what language group Hungarian is from?
No, but I speak Hungarian.
The Finno-Ugric language group.
So you're saying it's related to the Finnish language?
Yes, it is.
It's funny. I know a girl who speaks fluent Finnish. I speak Hungarian to her. We can't understand a single word of each other.
Are you still afraid of shellfish?
Not afraid of them, but I certainly don't want to swallow them.
I thought, Paul Stanley would, tie them to the mic stand and stuff like that to scare you.
That's true. I find them disgusting. I mean, anything that has an eyeball at the end of a tentacle that can look in the back of its head with 10 legs or 8 legs, when you put them on its back, it moves around like a dead cockroach. It's not something I want to put in my mouth.
And lastly, Gene Simmons, what side should the KISS Army fight on in this current Middle East dispute?
The side I say.
Well, thanks so much for your time, Gene Simmons. Keep on rocking in the free world and doot doodaloot doo.
Doot doot.